Water is the cornerstone of life, and access to clean water is of vital importance around the globe. It is a natural resource that Northern California is fortunate enough to have in abundance most years. This year, however, California is in a severe drought, with local rivers dropping early to levels usually seen later in the summer. Cities such as Rio Del that rely on the Eel River for their municipal water have had to implement emergency measures to lower their water intake system to accommodate the exceedingly low river levels, while at the same time the Public Health Department issues blue-green algae warnings for local rivers. This makes the issue of bulk water sales even more critical than normal, as the public resource becomes a commodity available to the highest bidder, with prices skyrocketing in response to the shortages. The Garberville and Benbow Water Districts have been ordered by the State Water Resources Control Board to stop selling bulk water for the time being. The issue revolves around sales going to properties outside of the service area for the water districts. A large volume of the Eel River has been sold off in bulk quantities to both individual property owners as well as trucking companies that then deliver the water to various locales. 21% of the Garberville Sanitation District's operating revenue came from bulk water sales prior to the cease and desist order, according to the fiscal year 2012-2013 adopted budget. Currently, Garberville is creating an application system where a property owner outside of the service area can certify under penalty of perjury that they are experiencing an emergency which requires bulk water for human consumption or livestock only, have no alternative water source, and that they have a plan to remedy the situation. The application will then be reviewed and approved by the State Division of Water Rights. If the application is not denied within 30 days, then the Garberville Sanitation District will consider it approved and allow the bulk water sale. Water haulers will also need to keep careful records to document the deliveries to each customer under penalty of perjury. The next meeting of the Garberville Sanitary District will be August 27th at 5 p.m. Water districts that get their water from sources other than the Eel River are not impacted by the same cease and desist order that stopped bulk water sales elsewhere, however they are all feeling the effect. Myers Flats stopped bulk water sales on July 13th in response to public outcry over deteriorating water quality and low pressure, as bulk water haulers increased the amount taken from Myers Flat as other sources stopped sales. The bylaws of the Myers Flat Mutual Water System restrict water sales to properties within their service area, even though bulk water sales have been recorded for over two decades now and reportedly provided $6,000 revenue in recent months. Public comments heard during a meeting in Myers Flat on July 13th include many stories of water trucks filling up at unsecured fire hydrants at all hours of the night, which amounts to stealing a public resource. The Phillipsville Community Services District still provides bulk water sales, but only to properties within their own district, according to Administrator Julie Minton. Their office has already been contacted by a number of bulk water haulers looking for another source of water, according to Minton. Phillipsville recently increased their rate for water sales from $10 to $20 for 1,000 gallons in order to bring it closer to the current market value. The Phillipsville Community Services District will be meeting again on August 7th at 10 a.m., where the subject of bulk water sales to outside customers will certainly come up again. The Fortuna Water District continues to provide bulk water sales from the city wells. Currently, the water is priced at $2.85 for 100 cubic feet. As the sources of bulk water become more limited, the reports of suspicious activity at unmonitored fire hydrants increases. Any unusual activity at fire hydrants should be documented and reported to the local authorities immediately. Contact your local water district with any questions or concerns. This has been Sharon Wolf with the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.